Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Buffalo Bills Football Monday. We've got a hockey game tonight, but let's talk football here this hour and at the moment with Bills safety Micah Hyde, who joins us here on the Wester Hotline. Micah, we know you've got the bye week coming up. Maybe you think like it started like a few minutes ago. I don't know what how you look at it.
And we're reeling you back in.
Yeah, we just finished watching film. You know, made the corrections and all that from the game yesterday. Now it's bye week. So, take time to relax and get our minds started so we can go on a roll.
Will almost everybody on the team get away for a few days?
Mostly everybody, yeah. You know, some guys obviously dealing with injury and stuff like that. It's still a long season, so you want to, get those injuries corrected and stuff. But, you know, most of the guys like to get away to their family. And you know, even if they don't leave town, it's just some time to relax and wind down.
Mm-hmm. The scene in Nashville yesterday, did it take you and your teammates by surprise at all that there were – just so many Bills fans in that stadium, Micah?
Honestly, no. No, you know, anything that, you know, Bills Mafia doesn't surprise us anymore. You know, we've seen them travel. I can remember the last time when they, a couple seasons ago, when they were at the Jacksonville playoff game. That was remarkable to see. We were driving up in the vans and stuff and just seeing all those people out there. And then yesterday was the same thing. You know, we were rolling up to the stadium and there was a huge parking lot and I didn't see that one spot of concrete. It was all red, white, and blue of just Bills Mafia, just having a blast, having a good time. So when we got in the stadium, we already knew what it was about to be.
So what do you think you'll remember about this game? I mean, the crowd might be the number one thing. I don't know, but the defense gives up 7 points here. I mean this like relatively speaking, Micah. It seemed like kind of an easy day. It seemed like a day where Tennessee did not have a lot to do to threaten you.
Well, the guys on the back end, we just had to keep the top on the defense. Our guys up front were eating. So, yeah. I don't want to say any day is off day, but, we were kind of limited in the plays that we, you know, had to make just because the guys up front were doing such a good job of stopping the run and getting after the quarterback. And, yeah, you can definitely say that one of the highlights of the game was the crowd. Sometimes we were on third down and we're getting the crowd into it, and it was just nothing but Bills fans standing up and being loud, and that's just the advantage that we have. It's gonna be cool to see when we come back and have 3 straight home games. Having the crowd into them.
Right, you're 4-1. You've got the week off here, and then it's Miami, Philadelphia, Washington. Does it feel like at 4-1? This front part of the schedule is gone. I mean, I know you want to win every game, and you had a real good look at beating New England in your place last week, Micah, but 4-1 is a really good job here at the bye. I mean, it's setting up like you guys could have a really nice season here.
Well, we felt like we could have a nice season at the beginning. You know, obviously winning each week is tough to do in the NFL. You got to take it week by week. I think that's what we've been able to do so far. You know, we came back from a tough one last week. Having a bye week after that, it's very easy for guys to ease up and say, you know, that's whatever happens this game, it doesn't matter. Let's go into the bye. But no, that's not our football team. You know, we're a totally different football team than years past. We have a different mindset, and so we wanted to go out there. We had to get this win. We did. And the funny thing is, we all felt like we didn't play good at all. We felt like we let a lot of plays out there that should have been made, and that's where the correcting came in today. There was a lot of correcting, believe it or not. Even though we won, we gave up 7 points, we also could have played a lot better.
That's interesting. To say that about a game after a game where the team gives up only seven. You know, how much do you care about, I think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask you anyway, how much credit or respect the team gets from the outside? Like, this could be a year where you guys keep winning and it's close games and people who are not used to the Bills being good aren't really sure if they're good. Like, there are seasons like that in the NFL. Do you see that as something that your guys are going to care about?
No, honestly, no. As long as we're handling business, you know, the guys inside the locker room are going to continue to play for each other, and it doesn't matter what's going on outside. Obviously, you know, as players, as competitors, you all want respect. That's you know, I talk to you guys about that all the time. We don't get no respect. We don't get no respect. Obviously, we want respect. But you know, I think the other teams that are watching film, they're going to understand what type of football team we are. They're going to respect us, and it doesn't matter what you know the media says and all that stuff. We got to continue to go out there and put our film study in and compete each and every week.
So what's the story with Taylor Lewan? I haven't seen anything that indicates you're in on this social media dog pile. It's mostly been Shaq Lawson and Jordan Phillips. Yeah. But what can you tell us about his rep? I mean, I saw a highlight, the first play of the game, he's flagged for holding. But the play ends with him, you know, 30 yards downfield running at Jordan Poyer in a pile. Does he have a rep for being like a sort of a hollow, fake, tough guy that only goes after littler guys?
I'm not sure what it is. I've played him 3 times in the league, and every single time, every single play, you just have to be ready for him to do something stupid, honestly. You know, and, you know, I was just playing the football game yesterday. I'm kind of a fan right now, sitting back and watching the Twitter beef go on. But you know, that's what happens, man. It's a competitive game. You know, we definitely feel like we got the better hand of from them yesterday. Our defensive line got the better hand from the offensive line. So, you know, everybody's competitive. The competitive mix is coming out. But every time I play that guy, I don't know what his problem is. He's always down to just do extra stuff after every single play.
Did you get Derrick Henry lined up at all yesterday? Because that's a big dude.
It's a big boy, very big boy. A few times. He got me one time on the 5 yard line and stumbled in the end zone, but it didn't count. Thank God.
Right.
Because of the holding penalty, so he got me that time. There's a few other times. He's a big boy, man. And that's what you get in this league. You get like these small scat backs that you gotta really worry about cutting back across your face. And you get guys like him that are just gonna, you know, try to. I don't think he's like a run you over type guy, but he is a big body and it's hard to bring down. So that's the challenge that this league presents.
All right, so you get away for a little bit here, and how about football when you're away? Like, are you checking in on anything? Like, you check whatever you have in terms of film or whatever you have access to when you're away, or is it like mostly just take your mind off it?
Well, it's a little bit of both. You know, I want to watch some film. You know, each day of obviously you know the Dolphins and kind of like. Film study on yourself too. What you, you know, were kind of lacking in the last few games and all that stuff. Prepare, you know, going forward because other teams are preparing for you. But it's also at the same time get away, relax, you know, get with the family, wind down. That you know, I think Sean preaches a lot about you know, obviously just keeping your mind set on football, focus, keeping your body in shape. You got to work out, but at the same time, you got to wind down and relax. It's such a long season. That I don't think people understand. Talk football 24/7 for 4 months straight is it's hard. So you gotta, you know, sit back, relax, and get ready for the long season.
Does Sean McDermott do the same thing? Does he relax?
I don't know.
I don't either. He's not on your flight. He's not on your flight probably.
As far as you know.
No, there's no way. If he was on my flight, he'd probably be sitting next to me. Going over a bunch of plays and film and doing all that. But he's, man, that's just the type of coach he is. He just loves the action of the football. And, you know, that's why we appreciate everything he does for us.
I have a feeling that you mentioned already that there was a lot to go over, which might sound weird considering that you only gave up 7 points in the game. I heard his interview that he did with Eric Wood before the game, and he emphasized Tennessee's screen game. And the biggest play really by either offense, just by a little bit, in the game was a screen pass that hurt you guys for like it was like 57 yards or something. I would imagine that's one you guys spent some time on today.
Yeah. And we're aggressive attack defense. And so a lot of teams are going to try to run the ball. We stop it. Run the ball. We stop it. You know, play action pass. We stop it. And then next thing that comes off that is screen game. And so that's what you saw yesterday. And they got a huge gain off it. So that's something that we got to prepare for in the future. And like I said, we're attack defense. So we're always trying to get after the quarterback. And that was just one of those instances.
All right, Micah, have a great break. Are we going to talk next week? What do you want to do?
Yeah, we can talk.
All right.
Talk, man.
It can't be Monday, but we'll try for you. If Tuesday works, we'll try for you then.
That'll be perfect, man. You guys have a good bye week, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks. You too. Micah Hyde. We'll do that Tuesday next week.
His appearance here with us on WGR brought to you by Northtown Automotive, celebrating 50 years of serving Western New York. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. By Arthur Pressman, Western New York's traffic and DWI attorney, your ticket to justice.com, and by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.